It's thought that on this retreat is when he decided to do three things for which he's relatively well known. One thing he did was found an order called the Gelugpa Order, G-E-L-U-G-P-A Order. It's called the Yellow Hat Order. It's the order in which the Dalai Lama is. So he founded that order. He also initiated or began the Dalai Lama tradition. We now have the 14th Dalai Lama living. So he took it upon himself to start a tradition, which is called the Dalai Lama. The occupant of that position would be an emanation, that word again, of an aspect of Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of compassion. And the being who was to be the Dalai Lama was to be that Dalai Lama, that position, that it's a position. He started that tradition and he said it will last for 700 years, for seven centuries. And further that the same being will be the Dalai Lama during that whole seven centuries. So in effect, he asked for a volunteer. So we're clearly talking about something way beyond our experience. He asked for a volunteer. Who would like to do this for seven straight centuries? If you read the Dalai Lama's book, early book, called My Land and My People, he describes in that book how they found him as a little baby and recognized that he was the same guy who just died. You can read it for yourself. It's right. He wrote it. Here's how they found me. Here are the tests. There are various tests for the little baby. You know. So he started the Dalai Lama tradition and he said it would last seven centuries. Which is why the Dalai Lama is asked relatively often, even in Time magazine, are you the last one? Because this is the seventh century. He so far has refused to answer either way. But Tsongkhapa said seven centuries. They're up. He also started a festival, a prayer festival in Tibet. First one was in 1409. Is a gathering of 8,000 monks bringing all the lineages together for a prayer festival that lasted 21 days. And getting all the lineages together. And this prayer festival, which lasts for 21 days, bringing all the lineages together, still goes on, only now it goes on in Dharamsala, India, under the auspices of the Dalai Lama. So that prayer festival has also lasted 700 years. The third thing he decided to do, apparently, on this retreat, which is, it's been said, won't be understood for centuries to come, in its ramifications, he decided that in the last 25 years of each century, starting with the 14th, a bodhisattva would be sent to the West to do two things. Expose receptive minds to spiritual ideas and help them escape the superstitious religion and materialistic science that was going on. and to relight the mystery fires in the West. Relight because the mystery fires in the West had been lit by both Pythagoras and Plato, but they've been put out by the church in the 3rd century A.D. So he vowed to send some one or more bodhisattvas to the West in the last quarter of each century to revitalize the spirituality of the West, and for 7 centuries. Astute students of history, such as Arnold Toynbee, who is considered the greatest historian of the 20th century, astute students of history, knowing this vow of Tsongkhapa to send someone to the West in the last 25 years of each century for 700 years, can look at the last quarter of each century for the last 700 years in the West and spot the people that made the impact, spot the representatives who were sent. And they include people like Saint-Germain, Cagliostro, Saint-Martin, Mesmer, Thomas Paine. Yeah. Now, if you hook that all up, it's pretty incredible. Like, if you know what any of those people did, which is knowable, but you'd have to study your history, and you'd have to get beyond the slander that they all received at the hands of the church. But if you could get beyond that and see what they really did, each of those people, and tie that back into the fact that it all began because this man had went on a retreat and decided it had to happen, and vowed that it would, and it has. So he started the Yellow Hat tradition, he started the Dalai Lama tradition, and he started this prayer festival, which continues, and he started this 7th century plan, as it's been called, sending someone from the Brotherhood of Bodhisattvas, as they're sometimes called, to the West to help bring us back to the true nature of reality in man, which has nothing to do with what the West had been being taught for almost 2,000 years. I mean, it's kind of a mind blower just to think that Tom Paine's responsible for the fact that we have a representative form of government, first in human history, and that he's one of the He's a result of Tsongkhapa in the 14th century. So you get a view of human history that goes way beyond the history books, and a view of human history that said is really only known to adepts and initiates who can see beyond the screen of time to see what were the underlying causes behind what occurred on the screen of time, in what we call history. Okay. There's another occasion where he went to a certain monastery and he met a man called Kenshin. And it said there was an instantaneous mutual recognition. Kenshin recognized Tsongkhapa as Manjushri, and Tsongkhapa recognized Kenshin as Vajrapani. And this is like, we don't even recognize one another, you know? So here are these two beings, and they instantly recognize each other as emanations of these fully enlightened bodhisattvas. And right around then, Tsongkhapa was invited to India to teach. And Vajrapani said he should not go, one, because the traveling is too difficult, and two, because what you have to offer can best be done from here. And so he didn't go to India, and the result was his major writings, called the Lam Rin Teachings, L-A-M-R-I-N, Lam Rin Teachings, which are studied to this day by those who seek enlightenment on the behalf of all of humanity.